Blog Talk Radio.
Der belgische Minus des Volkswirtes zufolge auf minus 13,5 nach noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute
try this again. Hello, world. You're listening to The Art of Seduction with Gray Eye Smith and Weaver of Dreams. And tonight's show, I'll bring Weaver on. Hi, Weaver. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I actually thought you did that on purpose. That was a great effect.
Thank you. No, that was accidental. I chimed in too early. But that's okay. So how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing wonderfully well, thank you. I've had a nice meal. I've got myself a little drink here, of obviously of coffee, naturally, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. All right. So, what's up first?
First is, here we are, coming up now. This is, oh, good title. Sensual Storm by Rodrigo 22, who's an adult by the look of it, which is good to know. I've always wanted to say that. Ah, dear. No, would you like to give this one a read for us, please?
Sure, you betcha. So we have Sensual Storm by Rodrigo 22. My fingers trace the clouds on your cheeks. My lips caress your neck like a soft rain. Adoringly, I clasp your skin with caring kiss like clenches. My body assails your curves to evoke your sleeping storm. I pour over your skin like waves on a beach, holding you and imprisoning you within my rugged cliffs. My body's hardness slides and sinks into your moist sands. My skin ripples like the tide, joyful to the sense of your closeness. I raise your slender limbs above your beautiful crown, worshiping your cherry skin and your striking scarlet buds. I relish the dew that carries your scintillating taste as I feast on your moist, fleshy fruit with deep desire. I feel trembling tremors from within your deepest roots as you stiffen to passionate winds, pounding your tantalizing trunk. I bury myself into your resplendent, raucous foliage, mesmerized and ecstatic as your warm leaves encapsulate me. Now you capture me whole as the fearsome fear of the elements slowly subside. We nestle in mutual quivering in your soft and fulsome embrace and poem.
Wow.
Well, I almost got through that without one mistake. Except for the very end, I tripped up.
Well, that was a great read. That was really, I didn't even notice that you tripped up. So I was mesmerized by the words as well, of course. Very good poem. Do you want me to comment? Oh,
yes.
Hang on. Before I forget, Laurent is on hold. Laurent is
okay,
there.
Great. Thank you.
Right, so...
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Laurent. How are you?
I've got a few seconds and got dropped like an axe. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. And did you get a chance to hear that last poem?
I read it. I didn't hear it, but I read it. Are you inviting me to comment on this salacious bit of English? Yes, you are.
Absolutely.
Like
you betcha.
Well, what struck me was the skillful use of metaphors. The clouds on cheeks, a neck like soft rain, excuse me, a sleeping storm. I pour over your skin like waves on a beach, holding you and imprisoning you within my rugged cliffs. My body's hardness all the way through. There's absolutely no doubt as to what he's saying. But he says it in such a way, it's not to jangle any delicate sensibilities, yet maintains the sexiness and the heat that accompanies a write like this. Well done.
Wow, fantastic comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Well, exactly what Laurent said and more. I thought it was great. It was very sexy. Very sensual. Obviously, we're talking about the temperature slowly rising as time passes to the point where everything is trembling. And I think he did it very well without in any way stepping over that line. You know, that line between sensual and shocking grammar, that line. He did it very well. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Weaver. And yeah, you know, I found the poem very beautiful. You know, I love the metaphors that are in it. You know, it's...
Admit it, it was uplifting, so to speak.
Yeah. Right? No kidding. Yeah. But, you know, it has a warmth to it that's... Oh, no, we're good. But it has a warmth to it that, you know, is passionate. You know, you can feel the fire burning in this piece, and it really emanates heat. So I thought it was beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Rodrigo. And where are we to next, Weaver?
Where are we to? No, I'm putting mine up. I make no apologies for this. I just love to write sensual sensual poems. So I put this one in, and it's got a SoundCloud.
Okay, I will get to that in 1 second. Here we go. Do.
My whole world is reduced to this. A wanton desire that makes me feel bold. Held in your arms while heat radiates in waves, aroused and uncontrolled. My heartbeat dictates the tempo as passion builds from adagio to allegro. You have the hands of an artist, still I start to tremble, unsure of where this will go. We kiss, at first gently, our breath blending sweetly, until I moan with desire. You have me then, desperate to be consumed, as the touch I craved ignites a fire. Suddenly you whisper, I have wanted you for so long, but are you sure about this? I whisper back, yes, as I capture your lips in a sizzling, sensual, smoldering kiss.
Wow, you know, I hope I have as much passion and fire in me at your age as you do. You know, this is steamy, it's hot, it's erotic. Your read was fantastic, very artistically skillful, and you can feel your passion and your desire bursting through the line. So well done. Thank you so much for sharing, Weaver.
Thank
Great
you.
Great read as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lauren, what are your thoughts?
Oh, on mute.
Oh. Yeah,
on mute. Goddamn mute button. You're fired. I want a new one. Okay, so you expressed amazement at the amount of passion that Weaver still possesses, which, you know, she has 74 years of banked coal. It's just waiting to explode with the proper breath of air and turn into a fire. And this poem does exactly that. Held in your arms while heat radiates in waves, aroused and uncontrolled. She goes from feeling a desire to an increase in heartbeat, to the first kiss, and then suddenly the yes that allows the consummation, the touch that she's craved, ignites a fire. Really well done, Weaver.
Thank you very much. It's very kind.
And would you like to say anything about your piece, Weaver?
What did you say, Laurent? Laurent, what did you say?
I called you a smoldering biatch.
Oh, you're so right. You could not have been writer. I just need something to fan the flames. That's all I need. That'll do for me. Yes, as I've said to you, I do love writing sensual poetry almost as much as I like writing dark poetry. So I just couldn't resist it. That picture was so cool. And yes, I enjoyed it a lot. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you sharing. And that was a beautiful job. All right, so how long can you hang out for, Lauren? Do we need to get your poem up?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Can we put Lauren's up?
Just going to do that. I presume it's done in open poetry, is it? Is it?
In mind, I wrote this just before the show. It's kind of rough around the edges. I apologize, but I don't see it. All right.
I may have to hang on. I'll just
read all the way at the bottom, dear.
Yes, this is where I'm going,
honey. Number 31.
I'm right down
all the
there.
Way at the bottom.
I'll get it.
I got it.
I got it.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is called My Lips Are Numb. I don't know. I guess you could call it kind of a rap piece. nobody does rap anymore on this in this group, so I figured I'd add a little bit. My lips are numb. I feel so sexy knowing my skin excites you showing enough to start you flowing. My bacon keeps on growing, but I'm no fairy tale Jack holding seeds in the sack. Saying watch out, jump back. Of this beanstalk, there's no lack. I feel your eyes on me, sniffing the cold and creek. Feasting eyes on what you see, candlelight dinner, no siree. I want you down on the stairs, sofa floor and everywhere. Bung up knees, and don't care, driving hips, ass in the air. As an intellectual pursuit, I prefer certain areas here, shoot. Lost in the tangle, lies the lute, I purse my lips and play the flute. And when the crescendo comes, beating of a thousand drums, sucks the air from your lungs, roll your eyes and speak in tongues. We bring you back, I'm all thumbs. Swift rotation on your sugar plums, operatic ballad it all becomes. But I got to stop, my lips are numb. End poem.
Oh, wow.
All right, Laura, great job. I love that. Just beautiful. I mean, you speak of somebody who's got passion and desire at their age. You know, I hope to be in your shoes when I'm your age, for sure. It's got beautiful flow to it, you know. You did a great job singing it, and you're just stunning with your talent. You never cease to amaze me with your talent. You've got such a brilliant mind, and I thought it was really stellar in this, and Sean for this, right, for sure. You know, clap, standing ovation to you, Laura. Thank you for sharing.
Wow, thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. Absolutely. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, bravo. It was wonderful. It just danced across the screen or across whatever. It was just so funny and so cleverly done. And you know, I echo what Gray says. You have such an amazing talent, be it serious, be it any other kind. But this I particularly liked. I love when they miss out the G's. It just gives it sort of kind of what was the word I'm thinking for? A raunchy, hard step in the ground, and you're not going to get knocked over from anyone. I just thought it was
irreverent. Cool. It's irreverent.
Well, that's cool as well. We like that. I don't want to be worshipped anymore, so that'll be wonderful.
Wow.
Really wonderful. You could have taken hours and hours and hours, but you didn't, did you? You did this off the cuff.
It started this at 20 of 10.
Brilliant. So well done. Thank you for sharing that with us, Laura.
Hey, welcome. I'm glad to be here. Let's go. Next poem.
Oh, my goodness me. The next one we have up is You Are My Spice by Hats. And I will give this one a read. Okay. You are my spice. You play the harmonica while I stir sauerkraut on fried bacon cubes, my into your rhythm. Your lips touch the small metal and my lips leave a sigh when licking a wooden spoon. Casually, like John Wayne, you step closer with one hand pat on my arse. Sparkling reflections in your gaze leaning closer, and then a kitchen blushes instead of me. Ceramic plates whisper to enamel bowls, don't watch. The throbbing veins and giggles, shivers of flambé run along the skin. End poem.
Wow, fantastic read, Weaver. And Lauren, what did you think of the poem?
That has a great ability to take a moment and extrapolate from that moment in what seems to be a simple way, small, simple things. You know, you play the harmonica, I'm stirring the sauerkraut, my bacon cubes, my into your rhythm. Shows the connection between the two people. It's wordless. And then as his lips touch the smallest metal and my lips leave a sigh while leaving a wooden spoon, all of a sudden becomes a metaphor for the sexiness that is inherent in this poem. And, you know, you can't do better than John Wayne patting you on the butt. So that works for me, too. And the throbbing veins and giggles, shivers of flambé run along the skin as a delightful description of the feeling expressed when you are about to engage in the nasty.
Absolutely fantastic comment, Mark. And, you know, yeah, you're right. She does have a talent for bringing the connection into her poem. You know, you can feel the connection that she has with this person, and the wordless romance that happens. You know, it's just you can feel the heat rising in that kitchen for sure. But I really enjoyed ceramic plates whisper to enamel bowls. Don't watch. That got me. But it was funny. It was hot. So
yeah.
Great job, Hats. Thank you for great job. Thank you for sharing, Hats. And Weaver, what are your thoughts? You read it.
I thought it was wonderful. It was a pleasure to read it. I like the touch of little touch of humor in it. And I'm a bulls, don't watch. Very good. She's a wonderful writer. I mean, I always enjoy what she writes. But this is just a little bit different. And I like that a lot as well. You need to, you know, change it, spice it up occasionally. And so she spiced it up for us. So thank you, Hats, very much for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right, where are we to next, Nina?
And within a mini second, here we are. I've got We Drank Margaritas by Jonathan B. And Laurent, would you care to read this for us, please?
Certainly. We drank margaritas. Simple pleasure. A wide glass of liquid sex sits on the countertop, waiting to be consumed, carefully concocted, loaded and ready. Citrons and patrons, perfectly poised, loosened. Slim fingers grasp the slippery outer surface, holding steady, while throbbing against glass, tantalizing taste buds from afar, saliva starting to flow like the wettest of dreams, opening floodgates of desire. Puffy lips soothe the rim, salted sin, the first sensation, vermilion-smudged vessel, tilts to her liking. Tongue soon drowned in languid citrus pleasure, tartly arousing receptive tissues, stimulating nerve endings fantasies. Her small, slow gulps cause me to wobble, lifting my glass to hers. We toast the essence of a god, small of her back, where my hand now rests, slightly arched as she swallows. Testing the limits of my resolve, mouths meet in wonder, flesh presses. Notions of propriety fly out the window on gossamer wings, pretending to be angels by looking over their shoulders, trying to catch a glimpse. Intoxicating fluids drain, trying to quell the inferno, only like gasoline on a fire, a flame leaps higher, licking the edge of destiny, singeing the boundaries of sanity, wondering if the conflagration will consume us both. Despite our best intentions, sobriety eventually regains its hold. The past blows in like a dry wind, leaving me parched again and quite alone. End poem.
Fantastic read, Lark. What did you think of the poem, Weaver?
Yes, I really enjoyed this. I mean, the very thought of everything being set up like this, and it looks like it must have been a perfect evening or afternoon, evening, I think, yeah. And it makes you want a margarita, because you have your pulses throbbing, your taste buds are waiting for that first sharp sip. And then the wettest of dreams opening floodgates of desire. Yep, this is a person who knows how to write the sensual stuff and did it very, very well. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Beautiful comment, thank you. And Laura, you did a fantastic job of reading this poem, but, you know, I like the progression of the poem. You know, it starts with simple pleasure, a wide glass of liquid sex sits on the countertop waiting to be consumed, carefully concocted, loaded and ready. Citron and Patron, perfectly poised poison. And then you get to the puppy lips soothe the rim, salted sin, the first sensation. Vermilion smudged vessel tilts to her liking. And then her small, slow gulps cause me to wobble, lifting my glass to hers. mouse meat and wonder, flesh, precious flesh, intoxicating, blue its drain, trying to quell the inferno, only like gasoline on a fire, my flame leaps higher, licking the edge of destiny, singeing the boundaries of sanity, wondering if the conflagration will consume us both. I really like that stanza. It was my favorite, actually. But the poem overall was really good, and I enjoyed it a lot. And Laurent, what did you think? Off mute, Laurent.
Yeah, that's twice in a row almost. What the hell? Better wake me up. Right. Show me a little ankle, Weaver. Show me a little ankle, dear. imaginative lyrics flow like steam. They curl at the corners, wetting my desire, flaming gloriously, only to dim and smolder in the afterwards of paradise, but quite alone. Excellent.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Lawrence. All right, Weaver, what are we to next?
And next we have Breaking My Fast by Chris Tersett. I love that name. It just trips off the tongue. So I will be just Breaking My Fast. Throbbing, I strut around my kitchen on satin wedges. Their faux fur tickles my toes. My rosy nipples, hard like blunt pencils, spill from the satin peekaboo bra and point to the pleats of my figure-hugging floral top. At last he walks in and our blue eyes fuse, an alpine sky dissolving into the Atlantic Ocean. Straps of silky suspenders tight against my thighs, my back's hot and arched. He spins me round, his kiss radiates X-rated flares. From my neck to my buttocks. Firm hands fondle heaving breasts, and he bends me quickly over the table, tugs up my short skirt, easing my legs apart, where his fingers slide and fondle beneath my black lace tanga drenched in morning dew. He pulls down the panties and slips in the sturdy object of my obsession as we pant hard, 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 harder. And I moan and moan, hungry like the wolf for our exorcist's breakfast, till assuaged we tumble, and I wonder how far we will fall. End poem.
Well, fantastic read, Weaver. Although, when it came to the hard, 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 harder,
that would have been better.
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I'm so sorry. You did that brilliantly, though.
That would have been fantastic. But, no, you did a great read, though. Wonderful. Lauren, what did you think of the poem?
Well, when you're waiting for someone to get home and you're horny, only to the point where you kind of press up against the cupboard and standing at the sink, you know, and move a little bit as if you were screwing something, waiting, throbbing. Which is exactly what the words are. Throbbing, I strut around my kitchen on satin wedges. Their faux fur tickles my toes. Now, I pause to the rosy nipples, hard like blunt pencils. So that's really a rather unusual but absolutely accurate description of what walks in. And when he walks in, and she says, our blue eyes fuse, an alpine sky dissolving in the Atlantic Ocean. It's that wonderful meeting of sky and sea as they become one. And that's exactly what you want when you're about to engage romantically with someone. I love the description of the silky suspenders and the force with which he spins her around and the firm hands of fondle heaving breasts and the fingers that slide and follow. All the way through here, there is phrasing that kind of brings us to that perfect place where we can see visually what is going on in the poem. And as the pictures splash by in our faces, we become hard, 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 and harder. We may not moan, but we read and we enjoy. Nice poem.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lark. But, you know, I found the poem very steamy, hot, erotic, passionate. You can feel the desire bursting out through the poem. But, you know, I really enjoyed that rub my rosy nipples hard like blunt pencils. You know, you can picture that. And the whole thing is very visual and sensual, erotic, and definitely sexy as all get go. So thank you for sharing, Crest and Seth. And Weaver, what did you think? Hello, Weaver.
Sorry. I was on mute. I didn't see. It's catching. I always knew it was catching. I've got it. Okay, I'll start again. Sorry about that, folks. I'll try to remember not to do that again. So as I was saying, yes, it was incredibly well-written, incredibly sensual, and I loved the slow build-up. This is like a class 101 on sex, isn't it, really? It just takes you through everything to see and expect and enjoy. And I think I might stick it on my board somewhere. Is that the expression? I don't think it is, but anyway. My dear, it was great, so well written and so beautifully handled, especially the heaving breaths. Very good. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely, great comment, Weaver, and an excellent read as well. All right, where to next, Weaver?
I'm just trying to make sure I don't hit ones that I shouldn't. We'll have the SoundCloud, and the SoundCloud is Eric Svensson's, and I'll just put it up.
Okay. All right, we have a caller here, so I'm going to bring them on.
Hello.
Hello, area code 7. Hello. Who's calling, please?
Zach, sorry.
Is that Zach? Hey, how are you doing, Zach? Thanks for calling in.
Better now that I'm here. Thanks for having me. I'm better now that I'm here. Thanks. For sure. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you. Great to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, so Weaver's got a call. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I did catch that last piece. If you wanted me to comment or not, I could comment, but if not, that's okay.
Yeah, sure. How about it?
Okay, sorry. It was very well-written romance scene, very hot, and what a crescendo, exponentially, from the beginning to the end. Bit flustered as I heard it, and it was naughty and raunchy, but not, like, gratuitous or vulgar, which I appreciated. And the nouns here were very carefully assigned from the fleshy, spectacular visuals to the form-fitting outerwear, which was blue. Very nice contrast there with the peach skin. I thought it was very well written.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And Weaver did a brilliant read of it, too, so thank you for commenting. Where would you next? We've got Eric Svensson with the SoundCloud, so we'll get to that.
Thank you. I'm just going to put it up now.
Yeah, it's up.
Phobos and Deimos, ring a ring of roses, pockets full of promises. Around Mars, lovers Phobos and Deimos, tandem two moons swoon, beguiled by the attraction of the red planet. Pheromone panache, hormone hunger, fatal attraction, spontaneous combustion, sense of self swamped by sensuality, urge to merge, converge on Venus that swallowed her moons. Perfect match, two hatches unlatch, becomes a sleek yacht, tall mast well anchored, steerage through teal wave tilts. Emotions rudder runs, digs deep. His firm hands grasp the steep wheel. Tall mast moves, absorbs tremulous reverberation. Spinnaker chest inhales salty sea spray. Unfrazzled, she skims with dolphin glee through ardent aquamarine. Port of call, Tropic of Cancer, ukulele strums, hibiscus blades are hung. Aphrodite reclines on a salient palm trunk jutting out over the bay. Trident bearing Poseidon gathers driftwood for kindling. Venus devours Mars, Phobos and Deimos. Crescent new moon cups passion's promissory note. Black velvet night sky dome teems with celestial objects. Cast a spell on yin and yang's ardent conjunction below. Hoot, scoot of shooting stars inevitably leaves a lush, full flush comet trail. End quote.
Well, what a fantastic read. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, this is your typical, a bit of class, is what I would say. And I love the beginning, that first stanza. Ring-a-ring of roses, pockets full of promises. Around Mars, lovers, Phobos, Demius, tandem, two moons swoon, beguiled by the attraction of the red planet. Wonderful. I probably mispronounced an awful lot of that, and I do apologize, but you have to bear in mind that I'm Scottish, so you know, it's never easy. I loved it. I thought it was, as usual, beautifully written. His use of so many wonderful words that I wouldn't normally use but would love to. So good. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. It's very enjoyable.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Lord, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are fulsome. I gotta be serious for a moment. I really do consider. Wait a second. Okay. I really do consider Eric Svensson to be one of the finer poets on the site. I don't try to play favorites. I don't boost one above another. But when you reach his level of writing, I really think he needs to be taken seriously, because to me it's a crime that a lot of people will read a poem like this and either A, not understand it, or B, not want to take the time to understand it, or C, not have the necessary knowledge to appreciate all of the little Easter eggs that are in this. I mean, just to start off, Phobos and Deimos were twins. They're twin brothers. They're the sons of Ares and Aphrodite. So when you think about that, and he's made no secret of the fact that he has a male partner, it all becomes, it's brought right into focus. And yet, combined with the picture and the skillful use of the language, it could be any sex with any other sex. It could certainly be man and woman quite easily. He's very, very careful about how he uses his words. Palm ass moves. Absorbs tremulous reverberation, spinnaker chest, inhales salted sea spray, unfrazzled he names she, but that's for the sake of the poem, as opposed to the way he really feels, or where his attractions lie. And again, not to call him out or anything else, because I really appreciate him as an artist, him as a partner. He is a decent and honorable human being. From everything that I've said, from everything that I've read and seen in his comments, and I admire him passionately. He writes such beautiful, beautiful stuff using mythology, book names, all kinds of place names to give us hints as to where his thoughts lie. I just adore this piece. Outstanding.
Well, Brilliant comment. Thank you, Mark. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was a brilliant piece about the celestial cosmic clash of seeming planets, are kind of like as human proxies or surrogates almost, an essential journey between Mars and Venus growing in intensity. The pace goes a little bit faster. I could see like the orbit sort of going faster, and from the view of like from the perspective of the aquamarine ocean, and from that you get like all the nautical imagery with the mast, the kind of like the mast and the wheel is kind of sexual, but still like very well within the boundaries of the poem, and it's well conveyed throughout. You got the day and night cycle. And it's just speaks of like an everlasting journey, kind of like circular. And it sits nicely with the constellations overhead, and very well paced with very parallel with the constellations and the nautical imagery, kind of like connecting the dots. And it was very well charted and read, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, fantastic comment. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I enjoyed his wordplay too. This can go either way as far as sexuality goes, I think, you know, with casts a spell on yin and yang's ardent conjunction below hoot scoot of shooting stars inevitably leads a lush, full flush comet trail. And I think we know what that means. So I like the metaphors used and the play on words exactly. So yeah, great poem, Eric. Great read. Thank you for sharing. All right, we will move to next.
And next we have, this is, I don't think it's Chin Chin, it's Sin Sin by My Angel 3, which we haven't had, no. Now, there's three of you and one of me, so it's going to be a case of somebody's going to have to read the ladies one every so often, because otherwise I might be considered to be hogging the limelight, as if I would do that. So, Zach.
Right.
We're putting you to work, Zach, immediately. And okay. Could you read this one? Thank you.
Absolutely. Sin Sin by My Angels 3. Get drunk on me. Let me be a libation to our love. Partake of me slowly, like a fine whiskey that is warm and smooth, finishing like honey rolled on your tongue. When we kiss, I yearn to taste me on your lips and lick each bourbon sweet drop from your mouth until we are both intoxicated fully on our lust and palm.
Great read, and yeah, fantastic. Right, what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, another beautiful piece of poetry. I sort of like about a night like this, you get a variety of reactions to a variety of inputs. And this inputs, my God, this one is very, get drunk on me, I've never heard that as a phrase ever in my life, I don't think. And I think it should have been heard more often, because that is just wonderful. Opens up this whole vista of what might be happening next. And again, you have the slow build up to a wonderful evening until we are both intoxicated fully on our lust. Yeah, brilliant. I really enjoyed this. Very clever write as well. Thank you, my angel. Thank you, my angel.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Weaver. Okay, I'm going to bring on Miss Liu Wilddove. Hello, Liu, and welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Weaver, Zach, and Laurent.
Hey.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Liu.
Hi, sweeties. Hey, guys.
Great to have
happy
you
to here.
Here.
I'm happy to be here.
And did you get a chance to hear that last poem?
I just heard the ending of it when Zach was reading. You know, for me, my favorite lines, you know, yes, I've heard Get Drunk on Me, because, you know, when you're so attracted to somebody, especially if you're in love with them, that attraction when they kiss you just makes you feel woozy as if you have been drinking. But what I liked was when she wrote, when we kiss, I yearn to taste me on your lips. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Great comment. Thank you, Lee. And Lauren, what did you think?
I'll call it a brevity, and like Katie, I had her get drunk on me, so for me that kind of stood out as well. Well, but that second line, let me be a libation to our love, so she continues it. And then, again, in the third sentence, a partaker, slowly like a fine whiskey. I mean, she uses three stanzas to introduce her honeyed self in his mouth. And when we kiss, I yearn to taste me on your lips. So there's a lot of taste, a lot of taste sensations in this. And it's a perfect little ending until we are both intoxicated fully on our lust. I really liked it.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Lauren. And Zach, you read it. What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I loved how the intensity definitely picked up from top to bottom, starting off with whiskey and sort of going from there, you go whiskey to bourbon. I think there's like an increase of intensity there. It's reflected in the words as well as the choice of alcohol. And I thought that was really cool. Really well done and a spectacular smooth finish.
Great comment. Thank you. And I enjoyed it too. I mean, she really kept with the theme of the Italian salute. So to say cheers is chin. And she really kept the theme through it. It was definitely an intoxicating night. You can feel the passion and the desire in it. So a great share. Thank you, my angels, and an excellent read, Zach. All right. What do we have next?
Next up we have Ambrosia by Baxper Reed. And Laurent, would you read this for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. Ambrosia. Your fingers trace my skin as if I am a goddess come down just for you. But I am no goddess next to you. Let me taste the sweetness of your lips, my love. Allow me to trace the hollows of your neck and jaw with my tongue. Hot breath and soft kisses. You are ambrosia to me. I am a goddess. You are surely the food of the gods. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lart. Thank you for that. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, I really love the way Laurent read this. There's nothing, especially here in Texas, and I'm sure in other places where you're always a woman, a goddess to the outside world, but yet behind doors, you are everything that they crave and the desire. And I really love that second stanza. Let me taste the sweetness of your lips, my love. Allow me to trace the hollows of your neck and jaw with my tongue, hot breath, and soft kisses. So beautiful writing and beautiful read.
No, thank you. Great comment. And Zach, what did you think?
That was a fantastic piece that kind of like was brought back to the realm of taste and touch again, but like definitely really well written. And the ambrosia, you could just taste the sweetness of it. And I loved it. I think I loved especially the last two lines. If I'm a goddess, you're surely the food of the gods. That kind of just drove it home for me and kind of summed it up perfectly as well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
I'm here, sorry. Damn thing was wriggling all over the place. I've unmuted myself. Well done, woman. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. It's very well written. The word choices are just... so good, and that word alone, you know, ambrosia, gives you such a sense of comfort, as well as knowing that it's really good for you. I liked it. I thought the build-up was beautiful as well. Allow me to trace the hollows of your neck and jaw with my tongue. They're just lovely. I love what has been brought out in this particular contest tonight. Really well done. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. All right. Lee Wildo, did you comment yet?
Yeah. You asked me to comment first, silly.
Okay. yeah, I liked it, you know. Who doesn't like a delicious fruit salad?
You lose points. Jeez, you lose points.
Yeah, well, well,
well.
I really enjoyed it, you know.
All that. That's good. Okay.
No. I just wanted to make sure, though, you know, can't be missing
okay.
the girl. All right. But yeah, let me taste the sweetness of your lips, my love. Allow me to trace the hollows of your neck and jaw with my tongue, hot breath and soft kisses. Like, you know, that's hot. You can feel the heat rising from that line. Just beautiful. All right. What do we have next?
excuse me. Coming up next is A Night on the Beach by Serious Clown. And do you? How do you feel about
I can read
it. Cool. A Night on the Beach. I'll do some, that's it up now. Yeah, there we are.
Thank you. A Night on the Beach by Serious Clown. The sand still warm beneath our feet, and the tide was going out. Moonlight shone across the beach, dispersing all of our doubt. The scene was set. The time is right for love to take a hand. Moonlight cast her shadows as we lay upon the sand. Tonight will last forever. We'll make love until the dawn. You'll be my capricious nymph. I'll be your sadist frown. Fawn, I must have fallen asleep and thought she'd done the same. But looking round, I found her gone, and I never knew her name. End poem.
Wow.
Beautiful read, Lee. What did you think of the poem, Weaver?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So well read, Louie. That was lovely. And I love that last. Wow, what a kick in the teeth. Our Amber Rose here to me. I am a goddess. You are surely the... I'm reading the wrong one. That's not going to work, is it? Anyway. I'm thinking, where's the sand?
Yes, you're drunk on sensual poetry.
Oh, yes. Whoa, that is the best way to feel. I don't know how I managed that, but I won't do that again. So, yes, I found the sand again. I'm happy. Yes, beautifully, beautifully written. I get another one of those lovely, soft, gentle, slow build-ups, and then we get the denouement. We get the, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm off. Oh, so cool. I like a twist at the end. So thank you for sharing that with us, Serious Clown. It was cool.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Laura, what are your thoughts?
I really admire A Night on the Beach. Number one, it's short, but not too short. Four stanzas. It takes a very plastic approach to the way, to its form. Rhyming is kind of old school, which is nice. The story it tells is an immortal one. The end stanza is something we've all seen. A thousand stories, a thousand poems. I can't bring any to mind right now, but it's, you know, that kind of ending is so familiar, but it is so perfectly placed within this poem that it's fresh and new again. This is the kind of poem that's going to hang around for 100 years. It's a very, very nice little piece you might want to recite to someone. Brings a nice smile to their face. And look, it's won its list of awards. Really like this piece.
Great comment. Thank you, Lord. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
I loved especially how the setting was. The setting was set, so to speak. It read like the prelude to a play. Like Shakespeare, it read like I just imagine the players just waiting to adopt the roles of the nymph and the faun and just, you know, kind of dive right into it. It just was really lovely, and a lovely dream that kind of drifts off at the end but is not forgotten. It's very well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thanks so much. And Louie Wilder, what are your thoughts?
What I liked about this poem was, you know, like Zach brought out, and Laurent, you know, it's very classical. Katie said it was soft, and it sets the whole stage in that first stanza. Very romantic, very beautiful. You find yourself in that setting, and then you get into the second stanza, and, you know, this is getting very romantic and very beautiful. And then in that third stanza, you know, and the passion just erupts. You know, she becomes his capricious nymph, and he was his satiated faun. And then in the last stanza, which you were, you know, Katie was talking about, you weren't really expecting that last stanza. And you know, and like Laurent put out, it just makes you laugh. And it makes you think of the poem and everything that happened beforehand. Very enjoyable. I'm going to mute.
Okay, great comment. Thank you, Leah. And this is written by a man that was born in 1936, if you can believe that. Isn't that incredible?
Amazing.
Right on.
yeah. I mean, you know, to have it going on at that age, you know, the way he's putting it out here is just fantastic. You know, I hope I have this much passion and desire at that age. I don't know, that seems to be a theme for tonight. But, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was atmospheric, engaging, very well-crafted poem. I really enjoyed that second to penultimate stanza with "Tonight will last forever. We'll make love until the dawn. You'll be my capricious nymph, and I'll be your sated faun." Just fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for cheering, Serious Clown. And, yeah, what's up next, Peter?
And next we have All Within You by Dr. Asghar Nazir. And, Zach, would you give this a read for us, please?
All within you. I hear musical notes when you speak. I see a play of colors with every peak. Taste delicious juices and savory sips. Touch sublime silk with hands or lips. Smell fragrances envied by flowers. Soak in blessings that divinity showers. And poem.
Great read, Zach. All within you. You know, that kind of says it all right there, because it all is within your lover. You know, there's juicy, delicious juices and savory sips, and there's fragrances envied by flowers, you know. It just captures the beauty of a woman. Excellent in this poem. So thank you for sharing, Dr. Asghar Nazir. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I agree with what you say. That it's beautifully put together. I do like, I mean, I like rhyming couplets, I seem to have been stuck myself with them for ages now, but for some reason it just makes everything so much easier just to go along that kind of route for me at the moment. So I really appreciate this one, that every two lines match each other with the... I'm sorry, I'm completely lost. This is ridiculous. I'm losing my words. I apologize. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, so I'm not going to stress myself trying to find a word I don't even think I could remember anyway. So, sorry, Dr. Asghar, you may need to see me sooner than you thought. I think lovely. Well done. And, yeah, great. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sorry, folks, I just got a little bit twisted there. So, back to you, Gray.
All good. Thank you, Weaver. And, Lauren, what did you think?
Well, all within you. And I like the fact that within you, he places all the senses, the sense of smell, of touch, of taste, of sight, of hearing. And then he throws in soak in blessings, the divinity showers. On top of all the senses, he gives us a little bit of the divine. Very skillful, very well done.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Lawrence. And Nui, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was beautifully read. And I also loved this poem by him, you know, because he was talking about his wife. You know, he says that this is a tribute to him, for her, and that she is his soulmate, and that this is about sacred blessings that divinity showers when one has a perfect life partner. And, you know, this is just beautifully written. It's just beautiful, as, you know, Katie brought out, rhyming couplets. And, you know, the bliss of marriage when you find the right person and you marry them and, you know, you can never have enough years with them. So I enjoyed this romantic poem that he wrote for his wife.
Beautiful comment. Thank you. And Zach, you read it. What did you think?
I thought it was a fantastic jubilation of sorts. It read like a it felt like a jackpot from the gods. Like everything just lined up, and you know, everything was perfect for a bit. Just cause for a celebration, and really the best part of anyone's life, I imagine, to be kind of with someone like that for eternity or the rest of their lives and onward, perhaps we'll see. But yeah, well done.
Wonderful comment, Zach. Thank you so much. All right, we will move to next.
Next we have 501s by David Phillip, Ireland. And Laurent, would you like to give this a read, please?
I think there's a SoundCloud for that, Weaver. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
there's a SoundCloud, Laurent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
This is just cynical 501s. Red tab booty, must have your scenes. So damn tired, you make the booty scream. Come, come close to the bones inside. Spread your life so on that body ride. Second shift, deadly stairs. Pain, pain, take it in. I've seen better days, they go than they come. Off, why don't you sugar us up in the heart? I can see those eyes. You might have now what it is what you've got. Typical skies, dinner in the skies, elaborate truths, miracle lies. Cut streets, cut across bones.
Excellent singing and great playing. I really liked it. You know, 501s are definitely hot to look at. And they're hotter coming off, so I thought it was fantastic. Excellent job. Thank you, David. And Lauren, what did you think?
I really liked this piece a great deal. It made for a great song, made for a great poem. It's humorous, where it had to be. Very, very clever all the way through, because he's sincere about those 501s. Nothing fires the soul like those 501s. I think my favorite stanza was, indigo skies that implies elaborate truths and eloquent lies. Boot cut, street cut, stripe, hot cross buns. There's nothing like a creature wearing 501. It really has a, the whole song has a hook to it. Of course, the hook is the 501s, but it comes to it in various ways. It's got a nice rhythm, nice beat. I wish the recording had been better, but it was good enough, and wow, I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic comment, Mark. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
It definitely reminded me of like an older blues number from like John Lee Hooker or Muddy Waters. Just a fantastic, like kind of sensual, rough depiction of clothing, kind of like with character. The safety pins is like faded a bit, but still well put together, and you can kind of imagine that on the Harley. The visuals are just really well put together. And, you know, you can see that burning rubber trailing off at the end, kind of like in the distance. Just a definite strut and a swagger to the whole piece. I thought it was very well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. And Lee Wilder, what did you think?
I thought this was fabulous. I really, really enjoyed listening to him play this. I would have loved to have been out in this audience and heard this, you know. I could just see him at a, you know, at a bar with a bunch of bikers, and the bikers are just getting all into this, you know, wearing their 501s and that tight leather clothes, and, you know, just, you know, where he says, so damn tight you make the button scream. And then, you know, he talks about second skin and deadly sins, you know, and just, you know, saying you just need to take off that hot biker clothes and just come over here, honey, and let me cool you off and steam you up with something lighter. I really enjoyed this. Excellent, excellent, David.
Great comment, Lou. Thanks so much. And Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, I love, you know me, and I love how I love motorbikes. Although I can't say, and I'm sure Lou, you will agree with me, it's not that easy to get that leather gear off when you're getting warmer. It's a bit of a job.
Mm.
Really.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
But you got that that sexy perspiration, though. I'm not talking sweat, that, you know, where the beads are just starting to make and it just makes your face glow or his face glow. Mm-hmm.
I have to agree. I had a big leather jacket with bright red, mm-hmm. It's just all over the place on it, and a really big helmet, which I took off, and everybody was amazed because they thought I was a guy until they saw my hair. So I can appreciate that so much. Was, the looks I got was hilarious, and I was driving a 750S Suzuki, I think, at the time, with a huge sidecar on it. So when people got drunk, they just fell in the sidecar, and I took them home. Great. Those were the days, yeah. And this took me right back. I thought the music was brilliant as well. It's lovely to hear somebody sing their own words, isn't it? So clever. That was wonderful. Thank you for the memories as well.
Yes. Absolutely. Great comment. All right, Weaver, where would you next?
Yes. That's a very good question. And I probably don't know the answer. Oh, yes. It's there all the time, just hiding sneakily from me. This is Danger Wears a D Cup by Troubadour 87. Now, could anybody tell me if this is a lady or a gentleman?
Well, anybody? It looks like a gentleman in the picture.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, Gray, would you like to read this, please? I don't like you to be left out.
Sure. Danger Wears a D Cup by Troubadour 87. Attraction is a blind distraction, guaranteed to find reaction. Seduction needs no introduction. A look will feed your slow abduction. Desire is a liar. It's diesel in a fire. Evil unrequited in a sheep's attire. Lust is just the brush of lips. Thrust of hips, a touch that strips, combustible in such eclipse. Danger wears a D cup, temptation tastes divine. The stairs will never ease up till your shapes are intertwined and foam. Well, That was a pleasure to read. And Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, that was really good. I wondered what we were going to be getting, but that was just excellent. Although I do like Desire is a Liar, a Diesel in a Fire, Evil Unrequited in a Sheep's Attire. Yeah, I love that. I love that kind of rhyme. It's just that it looks like it's just come off the page and onto the screen. It doesn't, like, you know, it just seems to be an organic kind of piece of poetry that just, you know, you couldn't have it any other way. You couldn't have it even changed in the slightest for me, because it just flows so well. And I can actually hear the sort of little giggles of laughter through the words themselves. Look, I'm being terrible, but I'm being a dangerous person. I like that. So cool. So, yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed that so much.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And, Lauren, what did you think?
I like this a lot, because Danger Wears a D-Cup is a provocative title. It will draw you in, male or female. I mean, this is a society that venerates the breast, but hides it at the same time. Doesn't want it to be shown in such a certain situation. But of course, attraction is a blind distraction, guaranteed to find a reaction. As a man, yes, D-Cups are going to find a reaction, and it's impossible not to. It's just the way men are created. They have that thing in their head. And when they see a magnificent bosom, they react. That is not to say that they won't react the same way. A bosom of more modest proportion that doesn't cause you all kinds of physical problems in the long run. So Danger Wears a D-Cup, whether you're wearing it or not.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Lawrence. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was a brilliant sort of ode to living dangerously on the edge, sort of, in the moment, and someone who's sure of themselves and their sexuality. And I especially love the middle two stanzas, the vignettes, depicting desire and lust as characters. Desire is a evil, sort of like devilish sin character, kind of unrequited, and then lust is kind of a little bit more pure, but not by much. And I really like that distinction. And the last stanza especially kind of ties it together in a tangible shape, actually, because the stairs will never end up as something to look at, something very interesting to see and to observe. Yeah, this person. Yeah, absolutely. Well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Zach. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought he wrote this very well. It wasn't smutty and in your face, you know, for somebody that likes to, you know, admire somebody with bigger bust lines. But, you know, just for all the men out there, women also look at shapes, and you're not the only one that stares at certain parts of other people's bodies.
Bring back the cod piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we could,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we could bejazzle it. The cod piece, I mean.
Well, great comment, Lou. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it, as you would imagine I would do. Yes, it's nice to hear something like that. That's kind of honest. So, yes, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Right, what am I commenting on? What am I
doing?
Oh,
oh,
That was funny.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract you with the package watching.
You're commenting on breasts, woman breasts.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking of.
I suddenly thought to myself, hello, I don't know where I am. Where am I? What's my name? What am I doing here? Oh, dear me.
Oh,
Lord.
I must admit, it was that was a wonderful piece of poetry. I really enjoyed it. I know I remember listening to it. I swear I do. And it's as I said, I really enjoy this kind of poetry because it's another one that you, it could so easily go the other way and be a little bit distasteful, but this is not. This is so cool, and it's done, as I say again, so sensually. And I just like the fact that till your shapes are intertwined. That's lovely, that last line, till your shapes are intertwined. So thank you for sharing that with us, whoever you are.
Yeah. Oh, Lieber. You're bad. But yeah, you know, I enjoyed it. It had great flow to it. Lust is the brush of lips, thrust of hips, a touch that strips combustible in shape in such eclipse. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, it was a fantastic poem overall, and thank you for sharing, Scribdor. All right, where are we to next, Lieber?
And next we have Forbidden Decadent Longing Libido by Lieber.
Oh, boy.
Go for it, babe.
I don't know where my mind was today. So here we go. Forbidden Decadent Longing Libido by Louis Wildev. Your taste lingers in the morning sun, warming my mouth. Night's moistness, thickness of your tongue choking my breath. Hands roam with my bronze doll Latina full curves, purring endorphins. Pressing my toasty buttocks, brazen hands grab me, whispering tantalizing aggressions. Spicy flavored, our bodies as erotic desserts, begging for more, more. Hard wet kisses worn like glossy lipstick, lunchtime selfies exposing cherry heart tips. Suckling fingers in culty, creamy red formula, silky, photogenic appetites. Mi amante, soy tuya sola. Your gaze makes my spine shiver in intense delight. Ear cuff, tingle, heated tonsa. Ay, mamacita, mi mamacita. Nerves ends flicker, setting flames, craving deep, pounding penetration. Full thighs, hips yearning, afterworks, primal burnings, red light mornings. Mirve, sabanas de raso, mojadas y sin dormir. My succulent mouth wet in rivulet exhales. Daylight is fall, mimicking my bra straps, melting me like gleaming wax, recording a message, draped in lace, handcuffed in links, licks my tongue will trace till your body is slick, moonlight symphony of pleasures, surrendering, control withering in moans, and poem.
Lee, my headphones were messing up. Can you please read that again? And I thought you finished here. But, wow. Steamy and erotic. Thank you for sharing. Lieber, what did you think?
Well, I think you probably know what I think. That was absolutely beautiful. I love your voice. Very, very sensual and just takes you along. And obviously, it was well written, that goes without saying, but oh my goodness me, beautifully, beautifully read. I could just feel the heat rising. Oh my goodness me. What was the part I thought was, full thighs, hips yearning, afterwork primal burnings. Red light warnings. I like that. Come here if you dare. Are you man enough? Yeah, lovely. I really, really enjoyed it. I was practically staring my way through my screen just so I could just to try and see your face as you were reading it. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Lieber. And Mr. Lawrence, what did you think?
Wow. First of all, erotically read. Very well done.
Thank you.
Length of this erotic delight signals to me strongly the mood you were in when you wrote it. Your passions, your story untold, is loosed on the page in the slap of two bodies coming together, surrendering control, withering nose, thighs. Bravo.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Great comment, Lawrence. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was a fantastic private give and take between lovers that creates an indelible sort of interplay between them. It's just like a language, and it's like what a feast for the senses that's depicted. It's not overwhelming, but it's just hot enough to kind of like introduce ourselves to an endless crescendo that just kind of ensnares the senses and takes us on a journey. Both through the words and through the read. So it was really well done.
Thank you, Zach.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you. Wow, you know, steamy, hot, erotic. The whole thing with your voice just caught everything on fire. You can feel every bit of heat singeing your eyes as you read through this. Spicy flavors our bodies as erotic desserts. Begging for more. More. Yeah. Steamy. Really put you in the mood for loving. quite comment in the group, Lord. yeah. Wow. Incredible. Thank you for sharing, Lee. Appreciate you calling in to read that. And Weaver, what did you think?
I think I did. I not just comment, or did I? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I meant to say what's up next, but my brain was without blood at the moment.
That was funny.
I got a little confused when my brain's drained of blood for sure.
I think you wanted to say, what's up next?
I did.
But we already know what's up next. It's you, no? Okay. Just think about it and get back to me. by our very own Zach. Zach, would you care to read this for us, please?
Absolutely. Sakura Seppuku. She folds my mind in like a samurai sword. Pink blade, Sakura, slices thin, slides, stabbing itself, plunging and rearing, flickering back into silvery sheaths. About face, 180 degrees, she stabs me at the center of my dying brain, flashing the amygdala, twitching tadpole, writhing before dying. She screams, black hair, streaks of flames of blood, mine, shed from me. She is covered. I live just to see her breathing, flooding the oceans with my red ink, saturating the white and black shorelines, my blood red ink, until I could no longer stand still, breathe, and palm.
Mm. Well, great read. Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes, that is striking, is the only word I can think of. And that picture really helps to set the mood completely. That's so well picked. Oh, my goodness me. Everything about it made my skin want to sort of slide away. You know, pink blade, slices thin, slide stabbing itself, plunging and rearing, flickering. Oh, yes. It's got all of that there, all this, you know, danger that you've got to move fast and move away from. And then turn around and she's got you. I'm not saying you, the person. She's got the person, slashed them. Oh, my goodness. Very well written. And it moved at such a lovely pace as well. And there was nothing there that would make you sort of a hiccup. It just, you read it so well. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Very interesting.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Lawrence, what did you think?
as poets, we and writers in general, you know, we strive for different methods of conveying emotions. Most of us used sexiness and other similar ways of expressing emotions of love and what happens when two people engage in the art of sex is an art in some ways, can be an art in some ways. Well, here, violence is used. The intensity of the imagery of violence and blood are used to convey the heat of the emotion of the act of love. And it's a nice reversal on the regular way of discussing it, because it really has the intensity. Slashing the amygdala, twitching tadpole, writhing before dying, she screams, black hair, streaked with flames of blood. As a metaphor, it works really well to convey, at least to me, the intensity of the experience. Very ably done, very nicely done. And I'd like to apologize for the previous comment I made in the room. It was a little uncouth.
All right, Lauren, you're forgiven. And Lee, what did you think?
Well, you know, I really love the Japanese art, like poem, like Laurent was saying. It is full of passion. And we know in the Japanese culture, you fight for the people you love to protect them. And you know, especially here where you said her black hair streaked with flames of blood, you could just see that. Mine, shred from me, she is covered. I live just to see her breathing, flooding the oceans with my red ink, saturating the white and black shorelines. My blood red ink until I can no longer stand still, breathe. It is just deeply, deeply passionate, and I really enjoyed it, Zach, in listening to you read it.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Lee. And, yeah, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was definitely a twisted version of eroticism. But, you know, that's what the mind is. It's there for all kinds of shapes and flavors and twists and turns and curves. And, you know, that's our mind at work. So thank you for sharing your mind with us, Zach. It was definitely powerful and steamy, for sure. So great job. Would you like to say anything about your poem?
Sure. It's tied, of course, to the Japanese culture, and it's also tied to, this is going to sound strange, but the feeling you get sometimes with the release of blood, you kind of get a drunken sensation, and it's not altogether unpleasant sometimes. Sorry. I tried to tie that feeling, that feeling's kind of talked about in some other books. To the sensation of the muse, really, kind of going through that. And, just seeking that, especially without self-destruction. So I love that aspect of it. So, yeah, thank you for having it, for me to read it, I mean, thanks.
Absolutely, great job. All right, we will move with you next.
And next we have, where's it gone? Okay, we'll get this. It's just, there it is. Oh my goodness, things are just bumping about here. We have Decadent Delicious Dairy Dessert Explicit Adult by Jenny the Deep. How is your throat doing? Would you like to get this one a read? Will you? Or not. I don't mind. No, it makes no difference to me.
Hello, do you?
Yeah, it went in the mute. I'm sorry. Yes, I'll try. I would be happy to read.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Here it comes. Decadent, Delicious Dairy Dessert by Jenny the Deep. Whipped cream explosion flows in my mouth, nibbling on his decadent rippled banana split, sticky sweet cream saturating sheets and fusing our milky vessels together. As the crux of him invades my dairy farm, his fuzzy navel kisses unlocks my cherry lips. Our interlocking legs blend together, making me sing my A, E, I, O, and U's. French vanilla milkshake cream brulee dripping from above, up and down my spine, convulsing, smothering and glistening gelato makes for a delicious, endless night in poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it really makes me crave dessert right now. I want some creme brulee. You know, convulsing, smothered, and glistening gelato makes for a delicious, endless night. I would say so. Sounds tasty to me. It's a food fest for lovers. So, yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Jenny the Deep. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, very sensual. Yes, I enjoy this a lot. I like the fact, again, that we're nibbling along the edges of anything that might be too salacious, and we're just... I love the metaphors. It really helps when you want to convey something like this. But I thought it was some of the lines. I mean, really, and that last line on the second stanza, you did that so well, making me sing. I couldn't even do that. So cool. But yes, I thought it was very well written. Everything around the aspect of the creamy, wonderful food, along with all the wonderful things that were happening. So, very well done. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you so much. And Zach, what did you think?
It was fantastic. It was like a fun, creamy delight. Sweet, sticky, but not gratuitous. Because there could be a lot done that could make it gratuitous, but it's not. And I really appreciate it for that. It's not like that. And it's just tasteful for that. Tasteful. Not distasteful throughout. And I really like the references through to different desserts. And it just kind of like a bit of a tour there, indeed. It just made for a great sort of experience and one that could last for hours in the night, hopefully, when would help. So that was really well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Zach. And Lou, what did you think?
Well, I thought this was an absolutely delicious poem that she wrote, even though, you know, she says it was adult explicit. But, you know, there's just something about the taste of, you know, eating fruit, you know, which is an aphrodisiac, especially strawberries, you know, the bananas, the pineapple, the cherry, the strawberries, the chocolate, and the whipped cream, and it just have... You know, it's just an orgasmic taste in your mouth. Kiss somebody who's been eating the same thing is just like, you know, how steamy can things get? And obviously they do get very steamy because it ends up turning into, as you say, a sticky sweet cream saturating sheet infusing our milky vessels together. So this was it made me smile, and it was very erotic.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Much appreciated. And hi, Jenny, in the group. So there goes your diet, Weaver. You're funny. And so where would you next, Weaver?
Sorry, I was muted again. Right, next we have... Sexy Soothes Her Worry by Franklin Fireheart. Beautiful name, Franklin Fireheart. Wonderful. And Gray, would you like to give this one a read for us, please?
Sure, you betcha. My Sexy Soothes Her Worry by Franklin Fireheart. Welcome home, my queen. How's work? Come and lay with me in a warm cuddle. Rest your back against my chest, my whole body. Is your lazy chair? Is there something bothering your mind? Let me speak to you to help you unwind. Unload your heart when you look me in the eyes. Just unlock, unhook your bra. and you don't even realize. I remove some of your clothes to let your body breathe. My hands stroke your skin as you whisper your worries. Feel the flow of my touch as you lay out your insecurities. You are my sexy. I will appreciate your value with my kiss. My hands slither their way beneath your clothing. Don't mind me. I wish to pamper you as my queen. I know my fingers are playing with your weak spots because I want to distract you from uneasy thoughts. Cry your heart out if that makes you feel better. I am here to soothe you if you are wet, my dear. You want me to wipe you dry or let it flood? I will do whatever you need to give you comfort. You know I prefer you not to wear any makeup. Come here, I'll clean your lipsticks, my tongue. Wipe the foundation on your cheeks with my palms. Your eyeshadow is a curtain that shields the sun. As you lay with me, I feel the rhythm of my heart. Listen to it fall asleep. You are safe in my arms. Once you are asleep, I will gently carry you to our room. I remove all your clothes and dress you up in a costume. The next morning, you will wake up as a dominatrix. Before you kill me, do eat your macaroni and cheese, the bedside breakfast I made as a good morning kiss. Now catch me if you can. I already gave you a whip. Be careful with a mad wolf like me. Women don't tend to know when I have removed all their clothes. I could have done something when you were naked, but I let you rest because I know you are tired. Let's save the fun and games for tomorrow. Whenever you are thirsty, you let me know. I will show you the true pleasure of being a woman. It's not about inserting. It's about pressing all the right buttons. End poem. And Weaver, what did you think?
Very intriguing. I like this. This is not your run-of-the-mill. I like that. There's certainly going places where a lot of people wouldn't go, but I like the idea of this. I don't know whether this means that the person who has going to become the dominatrix was fighting against that and didn't want to do it, or whether it's just part of what happened and everybody's happy with it. Because I wasn't sure, because he waited until the person was asleep. So I wonder if maybe she didn't want to play that little game. Who knows? I'm going to have to ask that question. I need to know. Inquiring mind, need to know. And I don't know as well, but, you know, I prefer you not to wear any makeup. Come here. I clean your lipstick with my tongue. Wipe the foundation of your cheeks with my palms. Your eyeshadow is the curtain that shields the sun. That's a little bit of a warning signal to me as well. That then, I'm probably reading far too much into what is basically a love poem to someone that you care about. Very well done. I did enjoy it, and I like the way it was put out. And I would like a big macaroni cheese, thank you. Sounds fabulous. So, well done.
I don't know. I think that's a pretty interesting breakfast choice, if you ask me. But anyway, Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was a very inviting piece, for sure. I loved especially how the speaker kind of, or rather, unfolded himself like a chair and kind of allowed a place of rest, of respite, and it's a place of caring devotion. It's all love, mm-hmm. seemingly straightforward kind of love, until there's a bit of a turn towards the middle. You might say at the heel of the dominatrix, and from there it's just completely different. But it doesn't go off the rails like I thought it might in other hands, but it stays on a straight path throughout, including the poem, so I appreciated that. It was a bit of a left turn, but I liked where it ended up, and I liked especially how it wasn't about inserting, but about pressing the right button. So that seems to mm-hmm. me that there's a lot of rather foreplay involved, and I like that aspect of it rather than actual the build-up's way more important. So I like that.
Absolutely, great comment. And Louie, what did you think?
For me, this kind of reminded me of a young couple you know, here she's coming home from work, and, you know, he loves her, you know, and he sees that she's had a bad day, because you can always tell male or female when they've had a bad day after work. And he tells her, you know, and this could be, you know, both ways, male or female, the opposite, doing the opposite for each other, caring for each other. And, you know, he slowly figures out what her mood is as she keeps talking, and he can figure out if, you know, he's wanting to distract her from a bad day, and he's letting her body reactions dictate what she wants in the relationship after being tired and having a bad day, which I really appreciated. And then, you know, he talks about their foreplay, when they have their foreplay, and, you know, he says, I'll let you rest up before we have our dominatrix foreplay, which, you know, obviously, and they enjoy together. But he let her rest, knowing that even though he may have wanted to do that then and there, she wasn't ready for it because she was exhausted. So, you know, like Zach pointed out, you know, this is the love you and respect you show for somebody after they've been working really hard, have been even sick. And, you know, he says that when you're ready in the morning, he says, tomorrow, let's save the fun and games for tomorrow. He says, but I let you rest because I know you're tired. Whenever you are thirsty, do let me know. I'll show you the true pleasure of being a woman. It's not about inserting. It's about pressing the right buttons. And he did press the right buttons, because when you show somebody respect and you give them that space, it makes them want to do things with you more. So I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly with your comment, dude. But, you know, it definitely has a caring nature to it. You know, you can feel his desire for her, but, you know, she's tired and had a bad day at work. So, you know, let it all out. I'll be your weeping cloth, or whatever you want to call it, your weeping pillow. And, yeah, just lay out and I'll carry you naked to bed, and or carry you to bed, get you naked, put a dominatrix outfit on you. You'll make him mad, chase me around with your whip, but that's okay. And, you know, maybe we can play tomorrow. So I thought it was a wonderful, loving, caring poem. All right, Weaver, where would you next?
And coming up next, we have, my mouse is not working. Come along, mouse. Here we are. Right, we have The Dance by Honey Bear. And Zach, would you like to read this for us, please?
Oh, sure. The Dance by Honey Bear. Soft music overtakes my thoughts as your fingers touch my cheek, then sensually trace my arm. Your shirt reminds me of fresh cotton sheets. Holding me close, we sway to the notes. Your lips almost brush mine, but I catch my breath as you lie me back. Our bodies pulsate in sync. A fleeting meeting of eyes. Just before they close, I lay my head against her chest. The rhythm fades. I can still feel the beat. And poem.
Great read, Zach. I liked it. The Dance, you know, it has a rhythm to it that is kind of, you can feel the dance in it. And you can still feel the beat. I like the way he ended with that, because, you know, passion and desire is definitely rhythmic, and, you know, once you're in that flow, it's hard to not feel that flow when you're not there doing that. So I thought it was fantastic. And what did you think, Weaver?
I agree. It was. There's nothing more beautiful than a couple. They are drawn to each other and are on the floor moving together as one, especially if you have a really good, you know, tango or whatever. To dance too, but I thought this was lovely. It was soft, it was sensual, rhythmical, and I catch my breath as you lie me back. So it's from her perspective. Brilliant, beautifully done, and very, very romantic as well as being very interesting. Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Lee Waldo, what did you think?
I thought it was romantic. It was sensual. It was lovely. I really loved right here where it says, holding me close, we sway to the notes. Your lips almost brush mine. When you're that tense and that sensuality, as your bodies are moving so close to each other to the rhythm of the beat, and to have your lips where you can feel your breath on the other person's lip and theirs on yours is so sexy. And I just thought this was lovely, and it was nicely read, Zach.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Yeah. And Zach, what did you think of the poem?
It was lovely. I thought that there was a definite chemistry between the two lovers on the dance floor, and there was a bit of like a static electricity between them. It was very magnetic as they sort of went back and forth in their dance. I don't know quite what that dance was, but it was very nice, and I could definitely see it. So it was very well done.
Great comment, Zach. Thank you so much. All right. We will move to next.
And next, oh, yes, I have read it, Lou. You read it early on. Thank you.
Oh, no. Okay, I missed it. I'll have to go back and listen. Shut
up. Okay. I hope you enjoy it. Yes. We have The Dance by Honey Bear. And I will get
it
under.
I think Zach read. Didn't Zach read that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I got carried away there. I was so much enjoying the poem.
No, sometimes when I copy and paste, it copies the previous poem. It's really easy to do.
Thank you, my darling. It's okay, that's fine. I've got the next one. That's why I couldn't see it, because it was the one that already... I usually have them lined up to go next, if you know what I mean. So we have here A Real Lover. Oh, yes, cool. A Real Lover by Jesna Sajan. And I will read this one. Okay. So we have A Real Lover. My eyes locked in yours for 1,000 miles in space. The ocean sways its excitement. I see it dark and mysterious. A peck of the ocean touched my neck, sealing me with a quality of infinity. Its hand is majestic, soft and tender. A tight embrace. I lost my freedom. A gentle summer breeze caressing my eyes as he kisses gently, seals it, whispering to me, close it and feel the rambling waves splash my eyelids. My forehead talks with unspoken words. My synergies blend with my awakening. The love inside me blossomed, the ocean splashed on a crevasse. My white vacuity was filled with colors of red, blue, green, purple, and jade. My ocean showered me with kiss of pearls from the oyster that had closed me in. End poem.
Great read, Weaver. And I like it. She's coming out of her mind and into the real world, and her eyes locked on his. For 1,000 miles in space, the ocean swayed in excitement. I see it's dark and mysterious. And then a peck of the ocean touched my neck, sealing me with the quality of infinity. Its hand is majestic, soft and tender. A tight embrace, I lost my freedom. Interesting, right? And then my forehead talks with unspoken words. My synergies blend with my awakening. The love inside me, it's blossomed. The ocean splashed on the crevice. Beautiful. And Zach, what did you think?
I thought it was very interesting. I was not expecting the ocean to be the lover in this, but I was touched by a sort of like sublime clarity that the ocean sort of brought forth, and kind of with like a it's still a bit of a peace and serenity for the narrator, while at the same time he's losing his freedom, it seems. So there's a bit of a paradox there, and I really like that. And it paints a cool canvas, and it kind of just gradually gets the imagery kind of grows more concrete as it goes on, especially that last stanza. Very specific with the colors and the objects of the sea, where it's very, the pressure is the greatest, and that's where, you know, that's where the love is, I think. So I really like that.
Great comment. Thank you, Zach. And Lou, what did you think?
I really enjoyed Jesna's connection with love and nature and the hope that she feels. You know, she puts it here where she says, my forehead talks with unspoken words. My synergies blend with my awakening. My love inside me blossomed. The ocean, excuse me, I have to sneeze, splashed on a cliff. You know, this just full of awakening, being enveloped by love all around her, and it shades her in beautiful colors. And this was just lovely, and it was a beautiful read.
A great comment. Thank you, Leah. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, lovely. It really was. I love that we're dealing with summer, so we have the lovely breeze caressing. We have the sound of the sea, the waves splashing. And I love that. A peck of the ocean touched my neck, sealing me with a quality of infinity. So, yes, you are one. You are one with the sea, and you're enjoying all of it. And I thought it was lovely. I thought it was just a gentle, sweet ode to love. And that was really just beautifully done. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Weaver. All right. Where would you next, Weaver?
Oh, I shouldn't go. Just one moment. I'm not having a great time with my stupid little box tonight. It keeps going black on me for some reason. Come on. I've got it lined up. It's faster of getting back into it. It does this. The whole thing goes black. I think it's trying to tell me something. I think it's...
No, it just happens. You just got to work with it.
Yep.
And you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Just saw it, you know, people waiting for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we've got it now. We've got Afterglow by Coronwy. That's a lovely name, Coronwy. And Zach, would you like to read this one for us, please?
Afterglow. We found each other with seduction and fingerprints of lust, made by a static shock of meeting eyes that told us we would become Paris lovers, painting our left bank nakedness. We wrote each other nude, shouting out sex of no regrets, recalled in brushstrokes, memories of afterglow cigarettes, smoked on roads to freedom, arguing when to meet again, same time, same place, with no question of goodbyes, addicted to seducing one another with the opium of sex, address and crumpled clothes falling across the floor, left in brief encounters, glowing in anticipation of next time, and poem.
Well, great read, Jack. Oops, sorry, I just lost my page. There we go. But yeah, you know, I liked it. I liked the connection that he has with this person. And, you know, become Paris lovers, painting our left bank nakedness. We wrote each other with nude, shouting out sex of no regrets. We called in brushstrokes of memories of afterglow cigarettes. You know, love and making love is like an art, you know, it's definitely a painting. And I believe there is some shouting in that whole combination. So, yeah. And then being addicted to seducing one another with the opium of sex is another great line. So a fantastic poem and a great read, Zach. Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes. I mean, the very title itself gives you the feeling of how this is going to go. And I love that. It's such clever lines, which I haven't seen. You know, like, we found each other with seduction in finer prints of lust, made by a static shock of beating eyes that told us we would become Paris lovers, painting our left bank nakedness. Just really lovely, and this is a complete enjoyment of love and life and everything that goes with it. So very well written, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Weaver. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is a really seductive relationship, you know, that they have with each other. You know, he says, and smoked on the roads to freedom, arguing when to meet again, you know, when they can get together. You know, he says the same time, same place with no question of goodbyes, addicted to seducing one another with opium of sex. And then he describes, you know, after their day of, you know, warm after, you know, afternoon sex. What is that song? Afternoon Delight, yeah,
yes,
that song,
yes.
Afternoon Delight, that's what it reminded me of. Half-dressed in crumpled clothing, falling across the floor, left in brief encounters, glowing in anticipation of the next time, you know, and just looking forward to the next time when they can enjoy themselves and enjoy each other. So this was, you know, one hot poem, and you did a great job of reading it, Zach.
Great. Excellent comment, Lee, thank you. And Zach, what are your thoughts?
Oh man, I thought it was like love, that like a drug that you just can't get enough of, and just like like into opium, but without the side effects, and it's done in kind of brief encounters. That's very much like drugs itself. You kind of do them like in that way. I guess some people might imagine kind of like a certain pattern is established here. That's being like into the drugs, it's like a parallel. That's very interesting, and it's just kind of like it likens it to kind of like a vendor almost that you just can't get enough of and want more of, which is a very interesting contrast to make within the poem. So I thought that was very cool.
Absolutely, great comment. Thank you so much, Zach. And thank you very much for calling in, Weaver, and hanging out with me. Lawrence, for calling in to read your poem and hanging out. And Zach, for calling in and reading poems and hanging out to comment.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Lou, thank you for calling in and sharing your time and your voice and your rhymes. Much appreciated.
Not for reading and commenting also? For shame, Gray.
Cool, what about you? I didn't do anything.
Well, you know,
I love
you.
Me. I'm going to have to get love from somewhere else. Oh, man.
Yeah. You know I love you. But yeah, I always get tongue-tied when it comes to you.
Yeah. Get out of here.
No, that was sweet.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
It's
thank
true.
You, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you trying to tell me? That
all
if
right,
I
well,
write a sensual poem, you can't think for the rest of the show? That was a good
that's
one.
Right. Absolutely. Especially when you read it.
Fantastic show, Gray and Katie.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, thank you.
Much love, everybody.
Love you
good
all,
night,
everybody. Love you guys.
Night.
Good night, Zach. Good
love
night,
you
everybody.
Love you
good night,
all.
Zach.
Bye.
Good night, Gray. Good night, Weaver.
Good night, honey.
Kisses to everybody.
Oh, no, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Weaver out. Good night.
Good night.